Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the Day's Play as we recap what unfolded today at the MCG between Hawthorn and Essendon. Essendon were brilliant, particularly in the second half. They kicked 9 goals in a row in the second and third quarters to blitz the Hawks by 59 points this afternoon, 19-10, 124 to 9-11, 65. The first game under new coach Brad Scott, Alwyn Davey Jr. kicking a goal in his debut encounter, and Anthony McDonald, Tippin Woody, another great story, activated as the sub and kicking a goal this afternoon. Sam Wiedemann in new colours kicked 2 goals as well, while for the Hawks, Fergus Green kicked a goal in his return to AFL level. Luke Bruce continued to star with 3 goals this afternoon. Carl Amon for his new club also kicking a major in this afternoon's encounter at the MCG. Let's take a listen back to how it all unfolded. Matty Cox, Matt Hill and Brenton Sanderson guiding you through the action.
In the end, Meek did well, and then running was Ward. It was absolutely mowed down by Durham. Fantastic tackle holding the ball.
Newcombe feeds the handball to McKenzie, goes towards centre-half forward, 2-on-1, and the one wins. Green from 50 metres out. Welcome back to the AFL. Fergus Green in his debut for the Hawks.
Davey Jr. gathered, and then he goes for a run, 48 metres out, the first game. Oh, it's been Mark Wright on the line, would you believe? Mark Wright on the line from Sicily. It was Heppel, Martin, Setterfield, through the middle they go, Perkins, kick inside 50, going back at the flight of the ball, Jones, that was really good work, a little bit of an angle, comes in with purpose. He kicks it right on the chalk, 49 metres out. It looks straight, and it's true. Essendon back in front.
Delivers to Alwyn Davey Jr. He puts on the afterburners, takes a bounce, takes a second bounce, runs to 20 metres out and pushes it across the face.
So Davey Jr. will be kicking from right on the 50-metre arc. Slight angle for the city end of the MCG, onto the right boot, he loads up, it's going to be close, he's done it, he's kicked it, and to a man, the Bombers surround the young man. What a moment for L. Davey Jr. Jones at the front, couldn't quite take the mark, Perkins is hovering, he gathers, he shrugs the tackle, and then eyes it up, and kicks a magnificent goal.
Jeff doubles back, gave the handball to Archie Perkins for 2 in a row. Jeff looked all at sea. Martin takes the mark directly in front. Will move it quickly because Draper's all by himself in the goal square. He clunks the mark, plays on, runs into the goal post as he puts it through. Zach Merritt takes the mark.
Handed this off to Redmond.
He has, it goes for home. His finger went into the air as soon as it left the boots.
We've got Tippin Woody returning to the MCG. This is a great moment.
Skipper Merritt. And he now here's Anthony McDonald, Tippin Woody. The crowd very excited. He'll have to kick from 50. He's on a slight angle, but he's going back now to take the shot. After retiring in May last year, 588 days since he played an AFL match, which was back in round 21, 2021. The drop punt is on its way. We love Anthony McDonald, Tippin Woody playing footy. And the Essendon fans get around him. Every player on the field runs to him. He kicks his first goal after being activated as the sub this afternoon. Parrish puts it inside 50. The siren sounds. An emphatic victory in Brad Scott's first game at the helm of Essendon. They defeat Hawthorn by 59 points. They were the highlights from this afternoon's encounter at the MCG, where Essendon defeated Hawthorn 19-10, 124 to 9-11, 65. A 59-point victory this afternoon to the Bombers. Let's hear what our expert on AFL Nation this afternoon, Brenton Sanderson, had to say as he summed up today's performance.
Yeah, really impressive by the Bombers today. I just mentioned in that fourth quarter, I wasn't sure what I was more impressed with, their defensive transition, which has been an area of concern at the Bombers for a number of years, or the way they moved the footy today, their ability to be able to build the ball from half back, lower their eyes inside forward 50. They end up taking a stack of marks inside their forward line. And we actually were concerned, weren't we, boys, pre-game? We thought, without Stringer and without Peter Wright, where are these goals going to come from? They had 13 individual goal scorers today, led by Archie Perkins with three, and they've just casually put on 19 goals, 10 today, in an absolutely dominant performance against the Hawthorn side that were really brave in the first half. I thought they threw everything at the Bombers. They had a really good second quarter in particular. I liked their ball movement. They went really fast. They took the game on. But they just let themselves down with their forward line and their inability to be able to take marks inside their forward 50. Luke Bruce finished with three goals. But outside of that, it was really disappointing to see a Hawthorn forward line that was really dysfunctional. Probably the best forward was Blake Hardwick, who went there with about a quarter and a half to go, finished with two goals. They subbed out Kaczynski early in that third quarter, and without Mitchell Lewis, it's really difficult to know which direction they're going to go now. Hawthorn, they've got to face the Swans up in Sydney in round two, which is going to be a massive challenge, whereas the Bombers are going to host the Gold Coast Suns next week, so they could start the year off with two wins, Essendon, which would be fantastic for them and the club after a really challenging off-season. But plenty to like today for the Bombers.
That wraps it up on the day's play this afternoon. Essendon 59-point victors in what is a great start to the new era for Brad Scott. Sam Mitchell has plenty of questions to answer after today's encounter, the start of the season for a youthful Hawthorn side. Let's see if they can put in a better performance in round two against the Sydney Swans. While the Bombers, they've got the Gold Coast Suns next week at Marvel Stadium. A reminder, you can catch every game live on AFL Nation right throughout the season. I'm Matthew Cox. We'll catch you again soon.